Now, the one thing that you can't miss if you drive through certain areas in the city of Cape Town, illegal graffiti. More than just an eyesore and a pain to remove or to paint over. It certainly creates the impression of a neighborhood that isn't being looked after, cared for, and can even leave residents feeling unsafe. Now, it's more than just that. A lot of the graffiti is also gang-related graffiti and almost demarcates whose particular space it is. And, I mean, that to me is the most worrying part of it. But now the city of Cape Town will be expanding its graffiti unit so that illegal graffiti can be removed from communities worse affected. You know, reminiscent of New York's broken window policy. Now, Alderman J.P. Smith, who is in charge of policing in the city of Cape Town, the political head, he joins you this morning to talk more about this particular unit and what they aim to achieve. Good morning, JP.
Morning, Kino.
So these aren't police officers with spray guns in their hands, eh? Doing alternatives.
No, sir. These are EPWP workers.
Yeah.
Remember, we create about 45,000 EPWP jobs a year. It's the largest number of EPWP jobs created by any city in the country. And of that, this year, 168 of those jobs relates to the cleaning of graffiti across the city, mainly focusing on gang tagging.
Okay, so it's the gang tagging, because I've seen some awesome graffiti down Kuburk Road, for example. You've got a works plant around there somewhere along that wall, some beautiful graffiti. That's not gang-related. So are we looking to whitewash this graffiti, or are we replacing that with something else a little bit more palatable?
Well, maybe we can create a canvas for an artist who wants to go do something. Now, the graffiti bylaw is fairly permissive. It even allows artists to self-permit once they've got a few permits from the city. So there are really gorgeous murals, and you will have seen Councillor Badruddin, the Maker Member for Community Services and Health, launch another mural project just like I did about 6 months ago. So we are doing murals all over the city, large murals that give character and aesthetic improvements to communities. And Recreate Arts and Culture is going to do many more large murals over the next year. This is the gang tagging, the scrawl that just drags the community down and that says, as a gang, the Junkie Funkies or the HLs or so owns a particular neighborhood. And we are quite keen to remove their fingerprints from the community.
Okay, so these idiots who put it up in the first place, the Junkie Funky Kids, the HLs, the Hard Livings, those are the HLs, of course, all these people, you're going to send EPWP workers to get rid of it. But I don't think the Hard Livings and all these oaks are going to take it, you know, very kindly, someone coming in there.
That's why we go in larger groups and why there are police officers escorting them.
Ah.
The actual graffiti unit consists of only three members, and they deal with the permit applications. They deal with repeated complaints. We do occasionally make an arrest, but it's few and far between. Largely, we just focus on removing it as quickly as possible. And that's why if you travel around Cape Town, you see mostly very little tagging in graffiti compared to, for instance, Lisbon or Rio, which has got wall-to-wall graffiti everywhere, with an aesthetic impact that I think is completely debilitating to the city.
Okay, so where's the biggest problem? Is it mostly in the Cape Flats where you find the gangs, or do you also find it in the inner city?
No, I think you find it across the city, but where it accrues in large numbers because there is less, it's more difficult to take off, more difficult to remove because you need to go with the policing presence, is in the Cape Flats. And that's why generally that has to be done under police escort. Although yesterday we worked in different parts of Mitchell's Plain and the community were very supportive. They came out, supported, stood by and watched, made positive comments. I spoke to a whole bunch of people and we even got some crime tip-offs while we were there.
And how do you stop that from reverting back to where it started? Because those gangs aren't going to... We know what the gangs are like, right? They're still going to want to mark their territory.
Yes, and we just go paint it out again, and that's ongoing employment for our EPWP workers.
Okay, well, interesting stuff. You know, it is the small things that make a difference. As a matter of fact, if you sit in a train and you see all this negative stuff around you, it brings down your mood. If someone goes in a train and sort of beautifies your journey to work, it really changes the way you look at life and the way you start your day. So these things do actually work, and they work on a mental level as well. So, JP, thank you for your time this morning.
So, Kina, perhaps I can just say that if you clean it repeatedly, you see that the prevalence and the reoccurrence does diminish.
Okay. Perfect. Alderman J.P. Smith, thank you for your time. You too.